since they want to know.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 750 AM.
We're going to talk high school baseball today here on the Coach's Corner. We have a game, we think, coming up tomorrow. Games have been hard to come by, be it at the high school or at the JUCO level here in the local area. Fortunately, our teams have been able to travel down south. They've gotten some games in. That's what happened with the Carbon Dinos. Last weekend, St. George, four games. Carbon comes back with a 2-2 record. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the upcoming schedule and, of course, region play, which is not too far off. Joining us right now in studio, we have manager Rob Smith of the Carbon Dinos. Coach, great to get you back in.
Yeah, good to be back.
Two games in 2 days you guys had. Two on Friday, two this past Saturday as well. You go to St. George, saw some great talent. I know that's always the story. In the past, Carbon has gone down there. They've seen some outstanding talent. You guys get Green Canyon, Juab, Cypress, Desert Hills. You come back with a 2-2 record.
Yeah, I mean, we played great. A couple errors on the games we lost, a couple mishaps, leaving runners in scoring position. It's early. Kids played great, and I was pleased with how they played.
I think the biggest takeaway is you very easily could have been 4-0.
Yep.
Right. And I have to believe that if you had more time under your belt, had more time outside, you probably come back with a 4-0 record.
Yeah, and just a little bit different of a plate approach too, and we come back with a different record.
When you talk about plate approach, is that more trying to fit your philosophy, or is that just the kids not having a lot of live at-bats?
Just live at-bats, a little bit of guessing. It's early. All the kids are trying to see where they stand and see the baseball for the first time from a live perspective. And so just seeing the baseball and being aggressive and coming out and swinging it. And, those two games we lost, we left seven runners in scoring possession each game. It's hard to win a ball game doing that.
Yeah, the two games I think I was most interested in when you guys were heading down to St. George, it was the Juab game and the Cypress game, and maybe that's just because of how familiar we are with them, seeing Cypress a lot in the summer, and of course Juab. It's pretty common to run into them down the road when we talk state tournament. We'll start with the Juab game, Coach. You guys got out to a great start. Problem is, those middle innings is where Juab really took control.
Yeah, and I mean, it comes down to one error. We make a play, and it's still a two-run ball game, and we have a chance to come back. But we had an error late in the game, and they end up scoring four runs off of it. That's not going to happen every day. The ball goes between our left fielder's legs. That's not going to happen. But it did, and, that's the difference in that game was those four runs.
Now, the Cypress game comes on Saturday, and the biggest takeaway I had from this is you guys scored nearly every inning in that game, and I think that was kind of the reoccurring theme on Saturday. You guys found ways to score runs. Even in the Desert Hill game, which was a two-run loss, you guys found ways to score runs consistently.
Yeah, and the second day we definitely hit the ball better. We talked about our approach. We still did leave runners in scoring position, but our approach at the plate was better. We were more aggressive, and that's what I've asked the kids to do, and going forward I think it's going to benefit us.
Let's talk about some of the top performers. I know that Wyatt Falk was great in the second day. In fact, he had a home run. Also saw some time on the mound as well. I know this is a kid that has some high expectations. We know what kind of an athlete he is, a multi-sport athlete at Carbon High School, and I'm sure you were happy to see what Wyatt produced over the final two games of the weekend.
Yeah, he did great. Pitching was outstanding. 10 strikeouts in four innings. Threw strikes, and that's all we could ask for. He did a great job that way, and then, like I talked to you off air, just swinging the bat the second day was great for him. The first day, Mason Pritchard had an awesome game against Green Canyon, gave up one hit. Awesome job by him as well.
If we're talking about the approach at the plate, Ridge Nelson is going to be a kid, I think, all year for you. It's going to be consistent, right? I think he hit 600 over the weekend, if I'm not mistaken. This is a kid that's pretty even keel, very consistent. I mean, you've seen him his whole career at Carbon High School, so you know what to expect.
Yeah, I'm way excited for him. Colton Lowe wasn't aggressive coming out early, but, he's going to get on track too. And Chet was swinging it well. Just he hit a few balls that were right at people. Those top four batters are – they're going to be dangerous.
When you talk about Colton not being as aggressive, is that a confidence thing coming back from an injury? Does that play into it?
Yeah, I mean, he's talked a lot with me about, hey, I want to do better than last year, and he had an amazing year last year. And I think it was just trying to get comfortable back in the plate, seeing live pitching again. I mean, it'll definitely come for him for sure.
Pitching, as far as what you guys have at arms, I know we got a stable full of arms, though, Coach. When you look at relief pitching, have you found a kid that's going to be his job? That's a kid that, okay, the game is close. You know, it's a 1-2-run game. I want this kid coming in, not necessarily in a starting role, but coming out, closing out games. Have you found a kid like that?
You know, I've got my thoughts. I'm going to keep them to myself right now, but we definitely have a few kids in mind that have showed stuff for sure.
What's the ideal rotation for you? How many kids? What's the ideal rotation once league play starts?
You know, 4 or 5 kids would be awesome. Kind of bounce around between those guys. But, I mean, we do have our 3 set guys that we can go to that I feel comfortable starting any game. You know, there's even 4 or 5 kids that I would feel comfortable starting a game in any situation.
One of the things you guys have always had, Carbon's always had this, it's depth when it comes to pitching. And you have to have that when you get to the state tournament. There's no question.
Yeah, and I mean, down in St. George, we threw some young kids, some sophomores, some freshmen, to see how they looked. And, you know, I was quite pleased with how they performed in big situations.
How difficult has it been, Coach, not getting a lot of field time? I mean, there's the potential for the game against Manti tomorrow, and we can talk about that in a moment. But here we are now, middle of March, and you guys only have 4 games under your belt, and we're 12 days away from the start of league play. But it's not that far off.
Yeah, I mean, not being able to get outside, not being able to play games, it's been frustrating for the coaching staff as well as the kids. They want to play. You know, Mother Nature hopefully will work with us here in the next couple of weeks and get a few more preseason games before the region starts.
Manti, pretty solid when we talk about all sports. I mean, the baseball, basketball, football, doesn't matter, whatever sport we're throwing out at, Manti is typically pretty good. You also have games against Tooele. We got another one against Bear River, and I think that closes out the non-region portion. There's more non-region games down the road, but I mean, before league play, that's it, right?
3? Yep, that's right.
Again, our guest right now, manager Rob Smith of the Carbon Dino baseball team. Coach, with that being said, what have practices looked like for you guys with it being cold and rainy and even snowy this week? What have you guys been able to do?
So the last couple of days we've been trying to get outside when we can, when it's warm enough and not raining. Other than that, we've been in the gym, working cage work, hitting, and then we have been spending time on the field trying to get those dried up, doing the best we can. Yesterday we spent some time on the field trying to push the water around, keep it out of puddles. You know, the wind that's out there today is really good. Hopefully that will help today.
The culture is so much different in baseball than any other sport. These kids, they almost have to be field keepers. That's part of the game with baseball. I think that gets overlooked sometimes. I don't know if there's another sport like that, baseball. It's kind of the team's responsibility in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, we're out there on the field day in and day out. It's hard for a custodian, and the custodians have done a great job for us, helping us out there. But we're out there on it every day trying to keep it nice and keep it up, you know, where we want it to be able to play on.
You and I have talked a lot about the varsity team, obviously, but I know the underclassmen have had some games as well, not just at St. George. They've actually got more time on the field, if I'm not mistaken, than the varsity has.
Yeah, they've got 2 against Emory, 2 against Grand. You know, they've been able to get play, and that's good. That's great, and that's really, you know, the hard part for the high school situation is getting those younger kids games, and you know, they're being able to play, and that's been good for them.
So, out of those kids that are playing at that level, how many kids have seen games for the lower classmen that we may see at the varsity level? Do you keep that completely separate, or have you put some kids, you know, maybe some sophomores that could get some time at the varsity down in those games?
All the sophomores are going and playing, and some of them are seeing varsity time as well. But they'll get as much time as they can. I mean, you know, that's how they continue to grow, is by playing, and so getting them as much time as we can is great.
Are you happy with the way they've looked so far?
Yeah. I mean, there's always stuff we can work on, but, you know, going forward, you know, I'm happy with what I'm seeing, and as the season progresses, we'll continue to get better.
I've had this conversation with several coaches. I know right now there's no games. It's just practice, 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 because the weather hasn't allowed it. But really, Coach, the final game of the regular season is April 28th. I mean, that is 5 weeks away. So coming up, you guys aren't going to have a ton of time for practice. It should be game, 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 game.
Yeah, and with makeup games, it's going to be just game, game, game pretty much. And so anyway, the practice time is great, and we are accomplishing a lot, and we're getting our philosophies in, and the kids are buying into it, and it's been really good.
Have you been able to reschedule any games that have been postponed at the varsity level?
We have with Union so far, and that was a game that got canceled yesterday. We've rescheduled that for the first week of May.
Okay, so right before the state tournament.
Yeah, the Monday before state tournament.
You guys will get another game in. That's important, too, because there's a big gap, if I remember
correctly. Yeah, 1 week gap, so it'll be good to be able to play that week. So,
Coach, really, I mean, everything is pretty much, if we're going to talk baseball, we kind of have to talk about the St. George trip. That's basically it. That's all we have to talk about with the varsity, so we can end with this. Your biggest takeaways, as you come back, you kind of reflect, you talk to the kids this week, what were some of the things that you said, okay, this worked, this didn't work?
You know, one thing I talked to them about was pitching and pounding the zone. We didn't have a ton of walks. We did have a couple walks, a couple hit batters. But for the most part, we challenged the hitters. We made them earn the runs that they did get. Defensively, we played pretty solid for the most part. We did have a few hiccups in the Cypress game and then a couple in the Juab game. But for the most part, they played great defense. Pitching was awesome. Offensively, at times we were very aggressive, and that's what I liked. But then at times when we had runners in scoring position, we kind of backed off and weren't as aggressive as we should be. And that's, you know, the takeaway is, hey, let's be aggressive all the time. Let's be ready to hit a fastball and ready to go.
Coach, I always appreciate you taking out the time to come in and talk about the team. Hopefully next week we'll have some games to actually dive into. I appreciate you stopping by, and best of luck against Mansa tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank you.
We're going to pause for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll talk some NFL football, give you the update on free agency and this whole Jets-Packers situation. We still don't have a done deal. Plus, more March Madness talk coming up. It's Drive Time Sports. We are live from the Sutherland Studios.